coffee lover, you know, in a city elite or something. Many think it's an insult. In fact, it's meant as an insult. But actually, the humble latte made up one in every three orders this year. How do I know that? Well, how do I know that? I have an answer. It's based on some evidence. Payment platform Square has been tracking every time you tap and go at a coffee shop. Kieran Westlake is the president of the Australian Specialty Coffee Association, and he joins me now via Skype. Welcome, Kieran.
Welcome. Well, thank you very much, Patricia.
So let's get straight to the favourites. I'm pleased to see lattes took home the most popular order. What was next?
Typically in Australia, it's going to be the flat white.
The old flat wash.
Yes, the Aussie favourite, which is now invading the US market as well.
Okay, so then it was the flat white. What else made it up there?
Then you're rolling into your other milk-based products, so your cappuccinos, your cortados, your piccolos, all that sort of style of beverage.
Was it the same as last year?
Essentially, yes. Most of the data we're looking at there is from the US and the Canadian market. The Australian market pretty much plays out the same way. We are very heavily dominant with a milk-based beverage.
Are the state and territories split on this, or do we all crave the same caffeine hit?
Beyond price and where you get it and how you consume it, we are pretty consistently milk-based and latte sort of flat white area.
Okay, so, you know, from Queensland to Victoria, I ask this because there is, you know, all this kind of the latte set. I think that's meant to happen in the southern states somewhere. You're saying it's consistent now, that, you know, across Australia?
Yeah, we all tend to lean towards a milk-based beverage. Being a latte, definitely in Melbourne markets, you'll get a bit more creativity as far as how they're presenting that to you now and maybe deconstructed and going down those paths. But yeah, we still do typically as a nation follow that milk.
It sounds very postmodern. How do we deconstruct coffees exactly?
You literally get all the three components presented to you and you make your own. Essentially, it's the way that some of them are doing it these days.
Do people have a lot of time on their hands or something?
Arguably, some people do. I'm sure there's lots of bloggers and vloggers and all that sort of stuff out there that would say that it's their office and they can partake in however they choose.
Incredible. Now, let's talk about something I've been, you know, spruiking a bit tonight. Oat milk. I know the word milk is contentious, but just to describe it, the oat white substance that you put in a coffee.
Yep.
Is that becoming a thing here yet? Because I hear that's kind of a bit of a craze in other countries.
Yeah, 100%. So one of our major supporters, Vitasoy, has actually got their own brand and it's their number one growth product at the moment. So their oat milk is flying off the shelf as far as going from a very low base. But it is definitely one of those trends that, especially with their Asian markets as well, it is something that they do promote here to then sell overseas as well.
So what do you like oat milk? Have you tried it? Do you put it in coffee? Like, should it be in coffee? Is this one of these things that's cool but shouldn't be cool?
To be honest, the absolute purist in me says no. But having said that, you know, most coffee shops are commercial businesses and you have to take, you know, follow the money in its absolute sense sometimes. Otherwise, you will go out of business. So if a customer chooses to use an alternative milk product, by all means, we support it from an industry point of view. And choosing the right one that's sustainable and also, you know, follows all the metrics of being specialty and actually having a good product, we've got no problems with it being in milk itself.
But the word milk, very contentious. Kieran, let's not even go there. We're going to make people very angry accidentally. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Kieran Westlake is the president of the Australian Specialty Coffee Association. There you go. Next time you say everyone in Melbourne and Sydney are coffee latte drinkers, just think. The latte, it's a national thing. Everywhere the lattes are big. Flat whites, also very big.